It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You're on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger here with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. Just want to let you know at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off North American Urban Spice and Global Healing Center products. And we still have the BOGO going on. Buy one, get one free. Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil products while supplies last. A big shout out to our newest Level 3 supporter, Kevin Mills. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate that. There's three levels that you can subscribe to simply by going to buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. And, of course, people are still emailing and calling into the Power Hour. One of the things they're wanting to know is where they can find a doctor online they can trust who is a COVID expert, where they can find a pharmacy that'll dispense off-label meds and won't charge an arm and a leg. The answer is mygotodoc.com. Now, I know it's tempting to think that the worst is over, but the experts are saying, nope, we're going to have another wave, another pandemic, another variant. So it's always smart to keep the meds on hand so you can start treatment fast, not wait days for the doctor to get around to calling in your script. And even low-risk patients, even if you already had it, can benefit from the off-label meds because you can get rid of and prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. A recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected, which is why Dr. Syed Haider set up the website mygotodoc.com. We at the Power Hour believe in it. He's a COVID expert, treated over 50,000 people, no deaths. Unlike other sites, you can register for free, call in, ask many questions as you want, many times as you want. Most importantly, they connect you to the independent pharmacies that charge less than anywhere else for those off-label meds like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and others that you need to fight COVID-19. The website is mygotodoc.com. Make sure to tell them in your message notes, if you message them, that you are a Power Hour listener. And if you happen to be infected or fighting an infection, they'll help you. They won't do that for anybody else but Power Hour listeners, folks. The number is 281-219-7367. That is the number to call, 281-219-7367. All right, so we get back to what's important here, and that is your pocketbook. It's always been important. And I know that people are literally looking at the markets. They're looking at the price of gas. They're looking at the price of housing. Well, who better to give you the straight money scoop than the author of StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, Joseph Myrie's back on the show with us today to talk about market and economic predictions. Joseph Meyer, welcome to the Power Hour, sir, again. Good to have you back.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Well, you're a Wall Street veteran and president of Meyer & Associates, and you edit this macroeconomic and financial newsletter, Straight Money Analysis. And you began investing in 1966 as a public investor. You've been part of the equity markets for 50 years or so, maybe even more. You've been on Coast to Coast AM. You've been on ABC, NBC, all the major acronyms. Been quoted in Foreign Policy Magazine and Forbes. I mean, I think that makes you an expert, right?
I would think so.
Well, I hope so. And see, this is one of the reasons why you folks out there that want to get the straight poop on money and how to spend it, I don't like even reading Money Magazine ever since I found out Straight Money Analysis newsletters out there. And it's straightmoneyanalysis.com. And you are running a special, aren't you, Joseph, on that?
Yes, I am, Dave. Give you the one-year subscription, normally $259.95 at the six-month subscription rate, $149.95. And I'll even throw in a couple of extra newsletters.
No, there you have it, folks. That's a deal. It's a deal to be in the know ahead of time what's going on. I'll tell you, Joseph, the last time that you were on here, you were telling people, some of my listeners were calling in, if you remember, the last lady said her husband wanted to sell the house and move and buy a bigger house on the coast, and you said don't do it, and I think she took your advice. Where are we headed as far as this economic recession in 2022 and about, you know, voting with your feet? Basically, that's the reference term I'm using here for people leaving the slave states and moving to the free states.
Well, first of all, I have to say we're in unprecedented times and uncharted waters, Dave. I do believe we're in the very early stages of an economic downturn. I think it could be quite serious. And again, I also think we're in the very early stages of a very vicious equity bear market. I think when you look at history, as you know, the two longest recessions were 1973-4, 1981-82. They lasted about 16 months. If we go back and we study history, as I've always done as a historian on the markets, the average length of a recession since the end of World War II, and I'm sure you're aware of this, was about 9 months. So I think we are looking at a very serious economic downturn and a very vicious equity bear market. And I don't think we're going to see the end of the recession for anywhere between 18 and 24 months, Dave.
Okay. Now, the number, by the way, if you have questions for Joseph Meyer, here's your chance right now to get some market advice, because Joseph plays in this and analyzes this on a constant basis, folks. The number is 844-769-2944. Joseph, are you plugged into Harry Dent at all? Do you agree or disagree with what he's saying? He's saying a recession is brewing, and he's looking at a major financial asset bubble burst. Are you seeing the same thing?
I respect Harry Dent very much, and I agree wholeheartedly with his outlook. I think we're looking at very difficult times ahead, and I think this is definitely a time to protect your capital, Dave. No two ways about it.
So here's the thing. A lot of people, Joseph, they always have this suspicion, and this is what, you know, sometimes emotions and fear drive the markets, as you well know. And
yes,
my whole take was, when I started to see something happen like this, it's like, you know what? I don't think I want to play in the market anymore. I pulled everything out.
Well,
you
I
see
think
people
that
doing
was
it?
An excellent move.
Well, I seem to think so, too, but there's a lot of people that are just let it ride. And I'm like, oh, see, this is what killed everybody in 2007 and 8. My mom lost half her equity in the markets in 2007. She ended up selling her house at a $100,000 discount.
Well, I think this equity market, quite frankly, from the recent highs, could be cut in half in the next 2 years. I think when you take a look at valuations, they've never been more out of line with reality. I think in the last show we did together, which was, I believe, January the 10th, we talked about the equity market putting in place a long-term top, people taking money off the table and moving to the sidelines. Hopefully people did that.
Well, hopefully they did, too, because, see, the thing is that a lot of people still want to invest in real estate. That seems to be a very, at least somewhat solid objective. A part of the problem that I have in real estate is when you have a renter that all of a sudden loses their job. You don't really see that happening now with all of these job opportunities out there.
Well, I think the economy is definitely creating jobs. The question is, we have people that are reluctant to take them. We still have people that have been out of work now going on 2 years. They've exhausted their benefits, and they're very reluctant to go back into the workforce. Hopefully that'll change, Dave, but you never know with certainty.
So what do you think as far as the objective for market investors? I mean, we have BlackRock, Vanguard, all these major players in here buying up real estate like crazy, trying to turn the nation into a renter's nation. Do you see that happening continually?
Well, I think when you look at the cost of housing, and more importantly, you take a look at the price of the average new car. You got the price of an average new car, Dave, exceeding $40,000. The price of the average single-family home in America is in excess of $400,000. I think when you talk about wages and you talk about what people can earn in the marketplace and what they can afford, it's becoming increasingly difficult for the average American to be able to afford to buy a new car, and more importantly, be able to buy his first home. So we're in a very extraordinary time, Dave. I think very few people at this point realize that.
Well, so this explains why more and more college graduates and people, kids who are still trying to make up their minds that should be first-time home buyers are instead moving in with their parents, moving back in with their parents after they get out of college. I mean, you see that as a on the continuum of things. You see that as pretty much prevalent in the next year.
Well, I think when you take a look at the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment, it's over $1,850 a month. A one-bedroom apartment is approximately $1,100 a month. These rents are very, very high, and they're becoming to the point where they're going to be unaffordable for the average American, Dave.
Wow. You know, and I was just shopping, moving into a different area here of the economy, precious metals. And I was just shopping. I was looking at spot silver prices because I like to buy junk silver, you know, basically dimes, quarters, and half dollars. I don't even like going after the Morgans and all of them. I basically like to buy all that junk silver, pre-64 junk silver, to keep in the kitty as an investment, because, I mean, it's just the intrinsic value. What's happening in the gold and silver markets now?
Well, I think we've put in a major low, and I think we've begun, Dave, a new up leg in both gold and silver. I think when you go back and you look at the 1970s, gold went up 25 times and silver went up approximately 38 times. But I think when you talk about the U.S. dollar, and you and I have talked about this prior, the U.S. dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1950. So I think gold and silver is a very important part of everybody's portfolio. And if you have, it for whatever reason, become a buyer of gold and silver, I think this could possibly be the best time in which to become involved in these markets.
Well, I'm noticing that silver, spot silver, was somewhere up around $7 or $7.50 for like $1 worth of silver. And I'm just kind of like scratching my head going, do I really want to buy that right now? Do you expect it to come down at all, or do you still expect it to be kind of consistent to where it is now?
Well, I think when you talk about the average American, they own very little gold and silver. Less than 5% of the investing public historically has ever owned any gold and silver at a major turning point in the market. But I think we're looking at many years of rising gold and silver prices. And I think when we've witnessed so far what's taken place with crude oil, there isn't any doubt we're going to see significantly higher oil prices. People lose sight of the fact that the old high in crude oil, Dave, is $147 a barrel. So we still have a ways to go to equal the old high. And I tend to believe we may even exceed it.
Right. Now, so the thing is that investing in gold and silver, actual silver, you were talking about mining shares.
Yes.
I'm talking about hard coin. And I don't know whether the intrinsic value of just holding hard coin, when I'm talking about mining shares, you say that they're an attractive investment for investors, if I just read you right.
Well, I think they're very undervalued. I've always stressed, as you know, you've been a long-term reader of my newsletter, to buy the highest quality precious metal mining shares and put them away. I think they're undervalued to the point when they finally start to move, they're going to move in a great and meaningful way, and you have to be part of the market, Dave.
Sure. Now, the thing is when you're looking at energy stocks, because that's something else that we're looking at, because this whole thing involving gas shortage, involving what people expect that they want to pay, the price at the pump keeps going up and up and up.
Yes.
And the more this government acts stupidly in trying to resolve the issue, the worse situation we are in. And so, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, resolutely the best way to overcome all of this. One of our callers, Chad in North Carolina, earlier was talking about the fact that it cost him $46 just to fill up three quarters of a tank of his little four-cylinder car. And so, you know, when I'm seeing this national current average price for a gallon of gas, where is it now? Where do you see it going?
Well, we've got the national average price for a gallon of gas right around $3.85, but I think we're going to see, as we talked about in the last show we did together, $5-$6 a gallon gasoline. We're already seeing gasoline close to $7 a gallon, as you know, in Los Angeles. But But if you study history, and again, I think we talked about this point in the last show we did together, oil has doubled six times in the last period of years, which I mentioned, January 1970, January 1973, again, January 1981, August 1987, October of 2007, October of 2009, and now we're here in March 2022 when we've doubled again. So when you talk about crude oil and you talk about energy, there isn't any question these markets have a mind of their own. Most people don't realize, and again, you go back and you study history, 1968, 1969, a barrel of oil was a buck and a half, and so was an ounce of silver. Do you know that?
No, I did not. That's an interesting history perspective for people out there that are trying to destroy our history. It's good you bring that up. I'm always, you know, considering everything that's been going on, and I mean, a lot of these questions that you probably have been faced with or are studying right now is of a geopolitical nature. And the thing is that now there's talk about buying, and this energy secretary spewed this out, about buying oil from Iran. I'm just like, oh, come on. Can we be, how, we have all these supplies here. I don't see, and this is a problem I have with the liberal mindset. They all want Green New Deal, but they don't have an alternative proposal to what we're currently enjoying. We had an independent energy sector for, you know, at least the last 4 years until the current administration took over and messed with everything. And now we've got a problem. I mean, they could fix this, but buying oil from Iran, seriously, is that a smart move?
No, I don't think it is. And another point I don't feel most people realize, we were producing more oil with the Keystone Pipeline than we're importing from Russia. So there isn't any doubt if we had continued the Keystone Pipeline, we would have been fine. We were on the verge of becoming a net exporter of oil, Dave.
We were. That all changed. And it's all because of this leftist mentality that I don't understand. And that obviously has affected the markets. It's, you know, as far as the markets go, it drives, and the shortage of gasoline and the cost of getting goods to market. I want to talk about the supply chain for a couple of minutes here, because this equally is as important, because if it's costing truckers $1,000 to fill their tank up, you can imagine what that's doing to the supply chain economy, because we've always based on the old Walmart principle of JIT, just in time. Keep 72 hours of goods on the shelf, hoping you can replenish them. But in the event of a run or a disaster, which we've seen numerous times, I mean, you all have to announce it. Oh, well, we're going to have a pandemic. Next thing you know, all the toilet paper's gone. I mean, this is the craziness of it. And so, you know, what is your take on the supply chain issues right now with all of this going on?
Well, I think they're going to get worse, there's no doubt about it. We've got 150 ships offshore in California that are waiting to enter port and unload their cargo. There isn't any doubt. I think we're seeing tight supplies currently, and I think they're going to get even tighter. We've got two problems. We've got shortages coupled with rising prices. Very deadly combination, Dave, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right, and there's people out there that still have money, that are still, you know, players in the market. But now with your predictions of a stock market, bear market, you know, I remember the days when I interviewed Joe Granville on the radio.
And
he was a big forecaster of bear markets. What are the big signals that investors need to be looking for near future that it's time to pull out? What are they? Give us a little hint.
Well, I think leading up to the top, we've witnessed most recently in the equity market, I'm sure you'll agree, we had very narrow leadership. In other words, painting the tape, giving the impression the market was underlying much more strongly than we would normally want to believe. We have a lot of buying concentrated in a handful of stocks, which I think gave people a false sense of security. But as soon as the Fed acted and announced they were going to raise interest rates and raise them very sharply, the market had become accustomed to just zero interest rates for far too long. No doubt in my mind they're going to raise rates at the Fed when they move very dramatically. Bear markets don't like rising interest rates, Dave, so I think there's quite a ways this market can fall.
No doubt. Well, see, and here's the other thing that everybody's looking at. They're looking at the Pelosi's and everybody else that seems to have all this inside information, and they seem to be investing in the right things. They make all this money, and then they dump it. Are they going to be hurt in this thing, or you see them backing out as well before it all happens?
Well, I think the economy is definitely facing some major challenges. What makes this a very unique and different situation, we have the Fed tightening rates now or indicating they're going to tighten rates very shortly into an economy that's already weakening. Normally, you see the Fed tighten rates into an economy that's continuing to expand. So we're seeing things here far differently than we've witnessed in the past, Dave. Very few people understand that.
Yeah, for sure. And finally, I wanted to cover the mortgage rates themselves. So investing in a 30-year fixed rate, I just don't believe in doing it anymore. In fact, I'm looking at like a 15-year and don't overspend. Don't buy more house than what you need. It's cheaper to me to build than it is to buy somebody else's current scenario. What's your take on this before we close this out?
I couldn't agree with you more. It always makes sense to build new and build to your specifications of what you can afford. If you're planning on living in the house for a prolonged period of time, who wants to go in and tear apart an old house and start fixing it from one thing to another? You might as well do it right the first time and build brand new from scratch. Absolutely.
There you go. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Joseph. We appreciate you being on the show. We'll have you back again, of course, to talk about the Straight Money Analysis newsletter. We'll have Bruce Goodmanson about not going to college, success without it, after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
even know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, March 7, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Knowledge is power, folks. Always said that. And that's the reason we have thepowerhour.com, and we have an email blast that you want to definitely get. If you have not signed up for it, go to thepowerhour.com and sign up, and we send you the news, the clips of the shows. You get to actually hear the repeats. You get them in your inbox. They come to you every day that we're on, Monday through Friday, and the following day on a Saturday. Sometimes they even come earlier than that. We try to get them on as quickly as we can so you can share them with your friends and get them to sign up and become Power Hour listeners. That's the way the world works. Now, one of the reasons and one of the things I talked about is the idea of becoming an entrepreneur. The idea of getting an education, being your own boss, and right now, the Epic Times has got an article out that's just been updated. American children are losing motivation and creativity, according to teachers. Well, duh, I wonder why that is. You put masks on these kids, and you isolate them from each other. They can't see your face because you're wearing a mask. You're teaching this garbage CRT. And then, you know, we've had professors on our show from the West Coast, from California, that actually have says, hey, you know what? Liberal education ain't what it is anymore. In fact, it's gotten worse. And when you come out of this four-year institution, you are stuck with bills, student loans, we call them. And for those of you who don't understand all of this, and this is one of the reasons why I asked Bruce Goodmanson from successwithoutcollege.org to come back on the show, we talked to him at the Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour in Dallas last November. And so one of the reasons I wanted him back on is because now we're starting to see an actual trend that is happening. And all of these states are literally, the parents are rising up and they're fighting the school boards. And when you get kids that are not motivated and they're being dumbed down, well, part of the problem is, what are they going to do, you know, besides move in with their parents? They become completely disinterested in education, and the parents are like, look, you know, we can't just keep taking care of you the rest of your life. You've got to get a job. You got to do something with your life. And so, you know, I think I'll major in forestry. You know, it's like, okay, you know, what jobs are you? You really got to think twice about what's out there, folks. And that's the reason I want to welcome Bruce Goodmanson, who's an author and speaker, back onto the program. He has a website, successwithoutcollege.org. Now, there's a reason why he has the site the way he does. I'll let him explain. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the time. Listen, what I found through my research, first of all, I used to work for a law firm. It was a bankruptcy law firm. And we had this young lady walk in, and she was so happy because she was going to bankrupt on her $220,000 loan. But she didn't realize that this was all student. Well, she knew this, but she didn't realize that you cannot bankrupt on a student loan. $220,000, and she spent that kind of money to be, of all things, a high school guidance counselor. So I did a white paper on the student debt, and it scared the daylights out of me. Right now, the average student debt is $37,000. And we have 44 million students who have this debt. So after the white paper, I began to think, well, what opportunities are out there other than college? So I did all the research, and I found out that basically college is of no value to 85% of our nation's workforce. Again, that's 85%. Let that sink in for a moment.
That's staggering.
Even more, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. 50. In fact, we now lead the world in college dropouts. And of the remaining 50 students who do graduate, 30 of them will end up in jobs they could have gotten straight out of high school. So really, I was seeing that college is just a mess. It's basically a public relations campaign that was fostered back in the 1970s to basically say college is the only route to the American dream, and that if you go the route of trade schools, you're a deadbeat. Well, of course this was a lie. It was a huge lie. As a matter of fact, if you look at the typical university, it only offers roughly 85 majors. That's it, just 85 careers to choose from. Yet there are thousands upon thousands of wonderful, fruitful careers for the taking. So it's no wonder why the majority of college students are undeclared when they arrive on the campus, because they see nothing that catches their eye, nor nothing strikes at their heart. And so they go into this kind of limbo for 2 years until they are required to declare a major at the beginning of their junior year. So then they jump into this major, and they work at it for the next 2 or 3 years. They graduate, and then they find it's nothing what they like at all. And so now they've got a PhD working at Starbucks. It's crazy.
That is. And see, that's the thing about, I'm not saying that flipping hamburgers at Mickey D's is, it's one thing if you owned the franchise. It's entirely another if you're flipping burgers and you've got a college degree and a PhD, as you say, Bruce. This is one of the things that blows me away about the way that our college is structured. And the thing is that of all the Americans, and this is you're talking about dragging on student debt. All the Americans that I have found out there, and we did a study of this last year, my co-host on my Florida radio show and I did, and we started looking into the circumstances involving the percentage of Americans over the age of 60 own $67 billion worth of student loan debt right now in the present day. I mean, that's pretty scary considering what they are or are not doing in the workforce. And I mean, I have been a big proponent of self-employment, starting your own LLC. I mean, is there anything wrong with that logic?
Oh, heavens no. Matter of fact, I go into all the details of the variety of opportunities that are out there outside of college. So I go into sales, entrepreneuring. Here's a quick story. Here's this young man. He was a high school dropout, okay? High school dropout. But then he buys at wholesale some men's winter underwear. Long johns. He takes them up to the Pacific Northwest. He sells them all. Great salesman. He earns $1,500. He then takes that $1,500 and he moves himself to Washington, D.C., borrows another $1,500 to buy an A&W root beer franchise. And then he buys another and then another. And then after about 20 years, he decides to buy a hotel. And then he buys another and then another. And the name of this high school dropout is John Marriott of the Marriott Hotels. But he began in sales. He began in entrepreneuring. So the book that I have, 100% Success Without College, it talks all about sales, all about entrepreneuring, all about trade schools and vocationals, and even corporate universities. Corporations now are basically starting their own in-house universities because they can't get the colleges to get on board. They're just not teaching what they need. And so there are trade schools and apprenticeships. And apprenticeships, oh, my goodness, there are literally about 26,000 apprenticeships across the nation. And the neat thing about these is that you go into them, and half of it is hands-on. The other half is in class. But the neat thing about apprenticeship is you're getting paid to learn, paid to work, and paid to get your degree without any debt whatsoever. So I go over the whole gamut of opportunities outside of college, because realize, this is the sad part, 36% of students will not demonstrate any any significant improvement in learning or in skills over 4 years of college.
That's sad.
It's a statistical fact. They will be no better off, no better prepared, or better skilled than the day when they stepped on campus as a freshman. I mean, what a waste of life and tuition.
Oh, but you get to go to the football games. You get to go, rah, 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 let's go, Brandon. You get to yell in the stadium and not wear a mask. I mean, isn't that, you know, the alumni must hate you for writing this book, Bruce.
Oh. I am not loved. I am not loved whatsoever. And you hit it right on the nose, Dave. The reason why college kids go to school is that atmosphere of the big band coming in through the entrance. And the football game, but then guess what? When it's all over with and they've closed down the stadium and you're in class, you're getting indoctrinated. And that's really the scary part of this college experience, because 75 to 85% of our nation's professors are pretty progressively liberal, and they become the thought police on campus. And as such, they have convinced their students that anyone who disagrees with their opinion are basically speaking hate speech. And that's their argument now. They won't walk with you in the arena of ideas. No, they just cut you off because they are afraid to test their ideas outside of the college arena. So our kids are getting destroyed. Right now, you've got a majority of the campuses that are investing porn into the classroom instruction. And it's really doing a lot of harm, especially to our young men. So you basically have to ask yourself why. Why are they investing all this pornographic material? There's even some universities where you make your own pornographic movie. So I guess I'm kind of skipping around because I want
to. No, I mean, that's the difference. You know, I get what you're saying. And see, here's the thing. One of the reasons I wanted to have you back on, Bruce, is because we have a very large base of homeschool moms listening to the show. They're homeschooling their kids. And I'm like, where do you go next? I mean, I've heard good things about College of the Ozarks. I've heard somewhat good things about College of the Ozarks. A lot of them, they're very spiritually oriented. They want you to go into a place that's spiritually oriented. And then you find out, hey, it's not this what you thought it was. It's extra money that's been spent that we didn't need to spend. Parents have been like literally getting second mortgages on their house to pay for their kids' education. And then their kids drop out. You know, I mean, this is, I want to move back in with you, mom and dad. You know, the whole idea is getting the kids motivated and see homeschool kids. And I homeschooled my daughter. She's a nurse now. But see, the thing is that she's in a field where there's high demand. And so many of these kids,
absolutely,
they don't have instruction on this stuff. I mean, they want to become an attorney or a doctor. I mean, that's not even that great a career now, because, I mean, even in Connecticut, which most people don't know, if you go into Connecticut and you make a judge mad, he literally, in Connecticut, in the state of Connecticut, a district court judge can disbar you right there in the courtroom, and all that $250,000 in student loans you got out there, how are you going to pay for it? So you see, that's one of the reasons why I had you back on the show, sir, because you're an attorney. You know this stuff. And so what advice do you give to homeschool moms? Because I know we've got them listening out here, and I want them to call in and ask questions.
You know, and that's the thing, Dave, and I'm glad you brought that up, because – understand, you homeschooling moms, realize the majority of you do not have a teaching degree, and yet, in all the critical subjects, your kids score in the upper 80th percentile in all the critical subjects. On the other hand, the professional teacher who's been trained to teach, their students are scoring in the lower 60th percentile. So what's going on here? Why are homeschool moms being so successful, and yet the teachers are not? Well, the neat thing that I have to say to homeschool moms is, again, kudos. But here's the deal. You pulled them out of the public education system because you knew that it was corrupt. It was not preparing your children to succeed. Matter of fact, if you look at the nation's report card, it just came out, and it says that 71% of our high school graduates are not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and U.S. history. And even more, of all the nations in the world, we now rank 26th. Our students rank 26th in academic achievement. 26th. So if you homeschool moms, you're doing great by preparing your students, but you pulled them out because of the education reading being so poor and corruptive that I would say to you, why on earth, if you save them from the public school arena, that you would put them back into another arena such as college, which is just as damaging.
Makes sense.
It makes no sense. So the reason why this book is so great for homeschool moms is they know how to teach reading, they know how to teach math and science and so forth, but they don't really have a curriculum per se to teach them how to be a guidance counselor to the children. And with this book, it's so easy because it's in each chapter you go into sales, you go into entrepreneuring, trade schools and so forth, and it says, look at all the opportunities, look at all the examples, and you can do your own research on what would be the best thing for your child for their career development.
Well, see, in a lot of these, Bruce, when I look at trade schools, I'm looking at the opportunity that's offered that you can be doing and making very good money in a very short period of time because you are actually studying a trade. And these schools, to me, Bruce, and you can agree to disagree otherwise, with the fact that these schools, basically, if they can't teach kids a skill that they're going to actually go out in the workplace and utilize right away and start making money with, they're not in business anymore. So they have to stay on top of what the demands are in the marketplace. And so share some of that trade school know-how and reasoning about why trade schools are important.
Well, you kind of hit it right on the nose, Dave, and that it gives you a skill, a marketable skill. For example, When I speak, I give what is called the gnarly pretest. It's basically a lot of questions that gives a parent an opportunity to think about what they don't know that's out there. For example, there are 3.5 million jobs with a 92,000 median income that will go unfulfilled due to a lack of trained technicians. Name this job title. And oh, name the 7 consumer protection rights that are eliminated the instant a student signs their name to a student loan agreement. Bankruptcy is one, but what are the other 6? Name the apprenticeship school that provides its students a salary up to $30 an hour to learn one of 19 shipbuilding disciplines. And what 2-year trade school certification commands a median income of $135,000. That's incredible. And even your young adults can earn a great income with only a high school degree, Dave. I mean, I spoke with a young man working as a BMW service advisor, and I asked him his story. And he started off by washing cars. He was a car washer. And then he was moved into the tire department and then to another department, and then he was offered a salary of $68,000 to work as a service advisor. And his associate has been working there 2 years longer than he has, is earning $80,000. So even walking off, but if they go into the business line, the corporate America, straight out of high school, I mean, they got to have a command of the English language to do so. And they have to have the ability to outwork everyone. So, but there are tons and tons of training. I mean, where do our nation's baseball umpires come from, Dave? Do they just drop out of the sky? I mean, maybe you have a son who lives and drinks and dies for baseball, but he's not good enough to play the game professionally. Well, he could be part of the game and participate in the game professionally as an umpire. But again, how does it become an umpire if he doesn't know the opportunity exists? And this is what this book is all about, 100% success without college. that basically says to mom, here are these opportunities, these life-changing opportunities that I bet you didn't know that are out there. Here they are. Now go forth and conquer. So trade schools, apprenticeship schools, they're all there, and they're just, there are, like I said, there's only 85 careers to choose from on average from the typical university. But in the trade schools and the apprenticeship schools and in the sales and entrepreneuring, there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of careers to choose from. Careers you just don't even know that's out there, that are just waiting to be explored and used. So why limit yourself?
Correct. And see, Bruce, here's one of the other things. In this day and age, as we're seeing the economy doing what it's doing, I have always said, and again, we can agree to disagree on this, that food, water, and shelter, and anything relative to that, getting into a business that deals in any of those three categories, in addition to, and this is a distant fourth now because of the price of gas, transportation. And so because a lot of people are working from home, they've gotten so used to working from home, they don't want to get in the car, they don't want to drive, they don't want to spend the money. Obviously, the price of gas is going up. These are things that they have to think about. A lot of kids are moving back in with their parents or staying at home longer because of the fact that they're not making enough, they're not, you know, motivated enough. But to me, food, water, and shelter, if you can tap into anything having to do with those three things, you're going to make a real success of yourself. What do you say to that?
Obviously, you can. Matter of fact, I used to sell food storage, and I made a great living at it. So there are a lot of opportunities. Again, it's getting into an entrepreneuring side. Well, for example, here's another little story of these father has four sons, and he started college funds for all four sons. But when the two oldest, when it came time for them to go to college, they said to their dad, let's just take the money out and start a business. And so they did. And now, a number of years later, they own over 500 franchises across the nation. It's in the food industry. The name of their restaurant is called Five Guys. You heard of them? Five Guys Restaurant? Yeah. They're making a killing. And so here they took college funds, started an entrepreneuring in the food industry, and they're making a fortune off of it. So absolutely, that would be a wonderful way of going into that sales side or to that entrepreneur. And matter of fact, a lot of food storage companies, they offer you the opportunity to be a wholesaler. And you can be very, very creative. I know I was. I just didn't mess with the MSRP, what was it, the MSRP, the map. Oh, I'm going off tangent. But I did very well in selling food storage, so.
Right, I understand that. Now, I just read on the cast this morning about a 16-year-old in Wisconsin. His name is Will Wanish. He started out tapping maple trees in his own backyard in Colfax, Wisconsin. In 2019, he used money earned working at a neighbor's dairy farm to build his first steel sugar shed. Then he turned around and borrowed a microloan from a regional business fund, and he furnished the shed with 30 grand worth of equipment of specialized items to allow him to collect sap from around 30,000 taps on 1,000 trees on land owned by his grandparents and his neighbors. And now he's marketing that product at the age of 16 in over 100 stores across the country. Now imagine... Imagine that's the kind of success story I keep telling my listeners. See where your kids could go if they just applied themselves. Half of it is application. The other thing is like the old story I remember of the guy that came to the plant because the plant, all of a sudden the machine quit working. The guy came in and he said, the boss was just tearing his hair out. He goes, oh my God, we can't be without this machine running. We're losing thousands of dollars an hour. And the guy says, give me a hammer. And he looked at the machine and he's fidgeting around trying to see what, you know, what's what with it. And he takes the hammer and he whacks it and the machine starts right up. And he says, wow. He said, that's amazing. He says, how did you do that? He goes, no, I just, you know, no big deal. He hands him a bill for $1,000 and the guy goes, $1,000? Well, you hit it with a hammer. You're charging me $1,000. I want an itemized bill. So the guy wrote him a bill. hitting with hammer, $1. Knowing where to hit, $999. This is what it's all about, isn't it? It's what it's all about, isn't it, Bruce?
That's what trade schools is all about, Dave. It's exactly it. It's having the skills. And when parents are basically blown away when they get a bill for a water heater breaking, well, the reason why is because all the trade individuals who've been involved in it for the last 30 years are now either retiring or they're completely gone, or they're getting ready to retire. And there's no one filling their ranks because, again, our young adults have been deceived in believing that if you work with your hands, you're a deadbeat. And it's just not true. My wife has a dear friend, and her son of my wife's dear friend, he went and got his heating and air conditioning certification at a local Arizona school. Well, 7 years later, he's now a millionaire because he worked for 3 years for another company and he started his own business and he got creative in his advertising. And look at him. He's like 29, 30, 31 years old and he's a millionaire.
That's what makes it work, Bruce. Successwithoutcollege.org. Go buy the book. It's a very inexpensive purchase. And trust me, it works. Bruce Goodmanson, thanks for being on the Power Hour with us. Dave Krieger, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully we gave you a solution. Homeschool moms, think about that. Until tomorrow, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.